Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Peaceful Shine Radio, and I'm at Peaceful Football Club. And it's the start of our Dementia Walking Football Tournament, which is fantastic. And I'm with Audrey Morton, who is one of the brainchilds of this. Start of the day, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better now that it's all going ahead after such an awful night of heavy rain. I was worried it would all be cancelled. But it's really exciting now to be underway. It's lovely to see the children all coming up to play now. And we're really looking forward to the Dementia Walking Football Tournament at 12.
I think so. I think it's just going to be fantastic. It's drizzling, but it is supposed to actually get better, fingers crossed.
Oh, I hope so. But it's so lovely that we're here, and I can't thank the football club for allowing us to be here either enough, because it's been absolutely brilliant support from them this morning. Doing the barbecue now, I think they're lighting that up ready.
It's very smoky out there.
Oh, is it? Very smoky. It's all underway now.
Yeah.
But there's loads of support here. It's lovely to see so many people buying raffle tickets. There's some lovely prizes that have been donated as well. So thank you very much.
Yeah. I'll catch up with you at the end, because I know you're going to be really busy all day, and see, just basically get your thoughts on how it all went.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Audrey. Thanks. I'm with Bill, one of our long-standing volunteers. Bill, you're obviously not going to play today. I bet you'd love to be out there, wouldn't you?
I'd certainly like to be out there, but I'm quite glad I can't be out there today.
Because it's quite wet out there, isn't it?
Although the pitch is in very good condition. Very good condition. I'm sure there's going to be no accidents on this pitch.
I don't think so. I have to say they do look after this pitch extremely well. You've been involved in Dementia Friends for, I don't know, as long as I've been involved, and obviously a lot longer. So what brought you to volunteer for them?
I've always tried to help people, or tried to help the environment. I spent years on conservation work, helping children, scouts. And now I'm getting a little bit older and can't keep up with the younger children. I thought I'd change my area of working and help people with dementia.
Yeah, and it's such a great cause. And tonight I think it's going to be an absolutely fantastic event.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah. And all these people now helping dementia by playing football.
Yeah, and it also brings it to the forefront about that dreadful disease dementia as well, doesn't it?
We love it. Really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope that the rain stays off for us and we have a great event. Thank you very much. We are watching the penalty shootout where the goalie is actually a lion, which is interesting. So you've been very involved in this, haven't you, Jono?
Yes, I have, yeah. So we helped to run a dementia walking football group on Mondays at the Tarot Centre in Petersfield, and we just thought we'd come along to Petersfield Town. I'm quite involved at the weekends as well, so they were happy for us to use the pitch to kind of raise a bit of money for that session as well.
And TJ, this is amazing, isn't it? Because it's something different, and hopefully it's going to be, I'm hoping it might be an annual event, because it's just so important to raise the profile of dementia, and especially with kids, they get to understand what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a community event, and we hope it's an annual thing. I mean, the kids have never really had an environment where they could come and enjoy the club like this. And it's such a fantastic opportunity. Mm. And like you say, it's going to raise the profile of dementia, and the kids will start asking questions, you know, be more aware about the issue.
So, Jono, when we have the walking football tournament, are you refereeing it?
So, today I'm not going to be refereeing. I'm going to be on the sidelines, just making sure that everything's running nice and smoothly. But I've got one of our super refs who's currently wearing a lion outfit.
He's the lion.
Oh, I see now. He's going to be reffing for us. But yeah, I'll be close.
Brilliant. I do hope the rain holds off. It's sort of trying to do something, but as long as it's not like last night, I don't really mind. So I'm looking forward to a really good event. Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm with Steve, and you've just watched your daughter doing the penalty shootout.
Yes, she plays for the under-8s, the Rockets and the Sparks. Yeah, she really enjoyed it. It's really good that they get all the kids down here. And they've all had a lovely morning kicking penalties at the mascot. He made a limited attempt to save some of them, but some of them went right in the top corner. So yeah, really, really good. I think they've all really enjoyed it.
They look as if they're enjoying it, I have to say. When you're watching them at the moment, they're just really having great fun, which is great. So this is all for dementia. I mean, it's a great cause, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it affects everyone will know somebody that's affected by dementia, either, you know, directly or in their wider friends or family. So yeah, it's a good cause, and it's like a really, really good turnout today. Raffle prizes seem to be selling really, really well.
They are, which is great.
And yeah, hopefully the rain eased off a little bit for the couple of matches later.
I can see a little bit of sunlight coming out there.
Yeah, there's rumour of sun in the next 2 hours. So yeah, it's a really, really, yeah, hopefully a really, really good day for the, yeah, I said, for the raising money for dementia. And yeah, really good the football club put it on. Really
that's
good.
Great.
Really good
to Thank them. You very yeah. much. Thank
that's
you.
Right.
I'm with Laura now. I thought I'd come and speak to one of the ladies that's here to support. Have you got somebody actually playing in the penalty shootout?
Yes, I do. My son, Finlay, he's in the under-9 Thunderbolts.
Right. They do look as if they're having a fantastic time over there, don't they?
It's absolutely brilliant. It's fantastic that such an important event to raise the awareness, obviously, has been put on today, but also to have the two clubs come together as the juniors and the Petersfield Town. It's just a fantastic start to the collaboration, isn't it?
I think it is, and I would love to think that this is going to be an event that will go on year on year on year now, because you could just feel the atmosphere. It's just absolutely wonderful. So, I mean, dementia is one of those things that everybody knows about but doesn't really know about, and to do something like this is really good, isn't it?
Completely. It's very personal to me. My mum's recently been diagnosed with dementia.
Oh,
so,
gosh, I'm sorry.
No, thank you. But so it's a fantastic thing, you know, to say, raise awareness, but also to get it spoken about, because it is almost a taboo that no one does talk about.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an amazing event that's been put on. So thank you to the club for arranging with yourselves.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you to the club. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. I'm now with some of the Walking Dementia football team. And one's disappearing already. Any pre-match nerves?
No, none at all.
None at all. You're all match fit, ready to go.
Don't know about match fit, but we're ready to go.
Never been match fit.
I've never been match
fit. Never been match fit, I don't think.
No. Have you seen my belly?
Sorry?
Have you seen my belly?
Well, it's a very lovely belly.
I know it is. I know. Cuddly, we call
it. Cuddly belly. Right. So Roger, have you been out training for this?
Of course I have, yeah.
You've been training?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Yeah. Right,
out
okay.
For a run.
Out for a run. And you're ready for it?
I'm sorry?
You're ready for the match?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Raring to go. And it's not raining.
That's good.
So the pitch looks in perfect condition, guys.
The sun's coming out, Julie.
And the sun's coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right, the sun is coming out. So
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock kickoff. I'll be there making sure that I take some photographs, and I'll catch you all after the match to see how you all got on. So, brilliant.
Lifting the cup.
Lifting the cup. You're right, Duncan. It is competitive.
Or lifting the oxygen tent.
The wall's roughly
the same.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm head height. No sliding tackles, Andy.
I don't do that.
No. Keep that stick to yourself as well.
No bouncing off the wall.
No bouncing off.
No,
We play in the side.
Well,
you do. I know you do. Yeah.
Well, no, I've got
twins.
No, they're
a
poor
weather fish.
It's one. It's all for charity.
Sorry, say that again.
It's all for charity.
It is all for charity. Yeah, it's all for a good cause, isn't it? Yeah. Guys, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm with Tony now. You are the manager today of the opposition for the Walking Football Dementia team, aren't you?
I am indeed. We are Clanfield Walking Football team. We've been going about 4 years playing just knockabout football, really, down at the Clanfield Community Centre. And we play once a week up at Holmdene. We've got about 25, 26 players in the squad, so it's a growing thing.
Growing.
We've become affiliated to Clanfield Football Club, hence we've got sponsorships and kits and all sorts of stuff. We don't play in the league, but we do play things like friendlies, tournaments, and that sort of stuff. No, we're all too old to commit to playing a league every week, you know, but yeah, it's been really good fun.
And this is just going to be a fantastic event, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. As soon as this came up, because it's like a season opener for us as well, right? Because being walking football is an old and cropped and all this, we tend to shy away from cold, wet and windy weather.
Today's not quite like that.
Today we've not really picked a beauty, but it was a lovely way for us to start our season of friendlies, get some contacts out there, network a little bit as well, because we want to play friendly teams. Dementia's a great cause. We all know what it is. We all know that we're all potentially heading down that route at some point. So why not get out there? And honestly, I'm a great believer in football equality and diversity. Walking football, and the normal thing you'll get in a pub is people say, oh, yeah, walking football, eh? And then they play a game for half an hour, and then when we're helping them back into the bar afterwards, it's so inclusive. It's any age, any gender. It helps people who are recuperating from illness, anything like that. It's just fantastic. It's a lovely, lovely game.
It's great. Well, I'm not going to hold you up because I know that there's the briefing out there now.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best, although I have to say with my dementia badge on, you
lovely
know,
to
obviously.
Meet you, Julie, yes.
And I'll catch up with you after the match.
Lovely. Thank
lovely.
You very
good
much.
Luck. Bye. I'm with the town mayor, JC Crissy, and you've just presented a cheque to Peaceful Dementia Friends for £1,000.
Indeed, and thanks to all the many volunteers that have helped me all year, and there have been many, we were able to raise £1,000 for Dementia Friendly Petersfield, and I'm just very, very pleased for them.
I think it's amazing, and today is just such a wonderful event, isn't it? Football tournament, who would have thought we would have been doing that a while ago?
I look at these players here, and I'm glad I'm not playing, because they look pretty fit and they're ready to go, so it is a wonderful occasion, and it's very special. I'm looking forward to hearing how much they've also raised from this event to be able to help the charity.
People have been very generous already, so it will be really good to find out the final figure. But they're just about to kick off by the looks of it, and I hope, I don't know, the rain is sort of holding off. I'm with Councillor Russell Gordon-Smith, and just by chance, I've caught up with him because he's the Deputy Mayor of Winchester City Council.
City Council.
It's great to see you, because one of the teams that are playing against the Petersfield team, of course, is the Winchester team.
Indeed. Yes, I know. It's lovely to see them. And dementia and care of dementia and dementia carers is one of my charities this year in Winchester, the St John's charity. And also one of my other charities is the Winchester Radio.
Right.
And it's a really important and growing organisation, and I think that's universal for local radios. And a couple of weeks ago I went to an awards ceremony for what they call the Hospital Broadcasting Association.
Right.
And they had, there are 160 odd different members, and they've all started off through small hospital radio broadcasting things and expanded. And of course, like many people, I had no idea just how large the organisation is, all done by volunteers.
Yes,
that's the amazing part.
Yeah.
And they had a lady there who'd been working in it for 50 years. And what I also didn't realise is that a lot of the hospital radios are a sort of nursery for radio talent.
Yes.
And a lot of people start off there as interns and then go on and become quite well-known figures on Radio 2.
We've got that
so
for
on.
Our radio, actually.
Oh, really?
We've had a few that have moved on to bigger and better things, And I'm guessing you're going to be supporting the Winchester team today?
I will be, yes. I've got a friend playing on this team here.
Oh, what, for Petersfield?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, right. Mixed
loyalties. Well, yes, I appreciate the importance of it for people affected by dementia, getting out and meeting and taking part in team sports, that sort of camaraderie and so on.
And it's so important with dementia sufferers.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your
Not
time.
At all, my
enjoy
pleasure.
The match.
Thank
and welcome
much.
And enjoy Petersfield. Thank
I
you.
I will do. It's a lovely, lovely town.
Thank you. I'm now with Ali, and you've played and you're just about to go on again in 5 minutes. Is this like the World Cup tournament for you?
And yes, at my age, any tournament is fun to play for. The World Cup must be the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to win it.
No. Well, it's so different to when you play at the Tarot Centre, isn't it?
Yes, because these guys know what they're doing a bit more and have got more time than we've got. We're all a bit slower, and we have a little bit more time on the ball, so it's easier to control it and hit it.
I guess it's good to be able to, you're playing with different people, which is actually quite good, isn't it?
Yes, that's fun. It's always nice to play against different people.
Nearly a goal. gosh, that would have been exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, yes, they do obviously look like they've been playing for quite some time, don't they?
Yeah, they just pass it round quite all right, where we tend to sort of all run after it like headless chickens.
Yeah, but when you look at what we've got, the Petersfield guys at the moment, I mean, we've got, you know, Chris has only been with us, what, a couple of weeks?
Yes, he's only been there a couple of weeks.
So for me, I think that's just great to see that he's here playing.
When we get the people that are suffering from dementia, when they first start, they're a little bit tentative and unsure, and you see the joy on their faces when they hit the ball and get it, and they're all smiling at the end of it, which is just great. That's what the purpose
that's what
of
it's
it.
All about, yeah, isn't it? It's not about the winning, it's all about getting them out here and actually doing something that they're enjoying.
That they're enjoying.
Right, I'll let you go and warm up all for right. The next match then.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Bye, bye.
I'm Damien Hines. You're here to present the trophy for the football.
I am, yeah. What an honour. I'm looking forward to that shortly. It's been great watching some of the matches. Some really good football going on. Some amazing skill out on show. And I think having a really good time. And this is a great event today. It's wonderful that we have this trophy, and particularly apt that it's done in memory of Jeff and in his honour. He would have loved this day. He was so instrumental in making things happen.
Him. Yeah, I can see him now saying, "I told you this would work. I told you it would work." So
quite right. And he was. I mean, he was such a doer. I was just reflecting the other day. You know, only Jeff would think of doing that. The thing he set up for information around dementia and calling it a festival the extra creativity and drive that he brought to all these things was brilliant. But no, this is a great day today, and really, I think certainly enjoyable for the spectators. It must be even more so for the players. And thankfully, you wouldn't quite call it dry,
but it's not
nearly as wet
damp.
As it might have been.
Damp, but yeah, it was definitely not horrendously wet, which is lovely.
As it could have been.
Yeah, and talking to everybody here, I think from what they were saying, they'd really like to do this every year moving forward.
That would be fantastic. It would be a great fixture in the calendar, and I'm sure it can. I'm sure it can grow further as well. It's obviously a great venue here at the. Here at the football club, and thanks to everybody who's been involved in setting it up, in running it, including the club itself, and of course all these brilliant volunteers for dementia-friendly Petersfield.
Yeah. Damien, I'll leave you so that you can present the trophy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Damien Hines. I'm the Member of Parliament here in Petersfield. I know we've got some people further afield as well. Welcome to all the visitors. But what a marvellous day. How wonderful to have this tournament in memory and in honour of Jeff Williams. Very, very, very apt. A man who was such an inspiration, actually, to so many across this town and far further afield. Even as he battled with his own illness in making things happen for the care and support of others and bringing people together, fostering friendship, fostering joy, wanting to do things that people had fun doing together. And so having his name on this trophy, I think, is incredibly apt. And it's also been brilliant watching some fantastic footy out there, and I want to congratulate everybody who took part. But there can inevitably, in a tournament, only be one winner.
Mm. Yes. What are you doing?
Which are you going to win?
Oh, yes.
What, Winchester.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So I'm back with Tony from Clanfield. Tony, how do you think the tournament went?
Lovely.
Yeah?
Fantastic. We've had a great day. It's been great fun. We've met lots of lovely people, some that we've met before and we've played before. The football was good, great fun. And we feel a bit unlucky to have lost in the final, but you know, that's what it's all about, and it has been absolutely great fun. And like I said, we've met Duncan and a few other people. It's been really good, and we'll be back. We want that trophy next year.
You want that trophy next year?
We do, yeah.
Which is always good to know,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, great atmosphere.
And the dementia side of it has been fantastic, so we're more than happy. I've always reached out to Duncan and said that if there's any more tournaments or if they want to come and have a game with us at Clanfield and we put something on, again, in aid of dementia, we're more than happy to just do it as a charity game or whatever. But yeah, really, really good fun. Good crowd. you know, we just want to play football. Yeah. You know, yeah. So I can go home, have my Sunday dinner and a nap now, I think. Oh, and a pint of Guinness, I'm allowed.
And a pint of Guinness. Yeah. Right, well, I'll let you rush off to that then. Thank
Lovely.
You so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Cheers, bye. So I now have the captain of the winning side at Winchester. What was the match like? Well, you're going to say it's brilliant, but what was it like?
No, it was a really good day. We're really fortunate to be invited to take part, and everybody who came really enjoyed themselves. We'd like to thank Petersfield for inviting us.
Yeah, it was a lovely event, wasn't it? And it was the first for the Petersfield dementia guys as well.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was a very enjoyable day, and the weather turned out fairly decent in the end, compared to yesterday anyway, so we're very lucky in that respect as
very
well.
Very lucky. And I think this will be an annual event by the sounds of it.
Well, we're looking forward to coming back next year, assuming we're invited.
Oh, I'm sure you will be. They want to win the trophy back.
Yes, we'll definitely bring the trophy back, and we'll if we're invited, we'll definitely be here.
Great, and I look forward to seeing you. Thanks ever so much for your time, and have a great journey home. I've got Kieran from the Town Football Club. Just thought I'd catch up now that we've got over the rush of the tournament. How do you think this went this morning?
Yeah, it's gone really well. Everyone seems to be enjoying themselves, and it's just nice to do something for the community and also for, obviously, a charity close to everybody's heart.
It's one of those deadly diseases, the silent one that you don't see creeping up, isn't it? I think it's amazing that you put this on for them.
Yeah, well, we're just happy to get involved. I mean, like you say, it's a charity that's close to everyone's heart, and we want to be seen to be helping, you know, with those charities and doing the good things for the community. Obviously, the two clubs have merged recently, and we want to continue to put ourselves out there and make people aware on what we can do up here at the club and work alongside the community and the charities to raise money and awareness for all that sort of thing.
It's great to see it because, you know, you got so many. I mean, I have to say the response today has been amazing. The amount of people that have come and brought raffle tickets. We had to actually ask for a bigger bucket in the end.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I mean, the club in itself is like they're so good. They get behind everything we try and do. Last week we had a youth takeover day here where we had the last game of the season for the first team, and we ended up with 420 odd people through the gate, which is incredible. That, wow. But that's what we can do when the two clubs bring themselves together. And obviously this is only the start, and we hope to just push this on and on and build things for the future.
Well, I know Dementia Friends were really delighted to be here and thanked you as they did with the presentation. And from what I can gather, I think it could be an annual event moving forward.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Yeah, that's the thing. We want to be doing these sort of events, and we'll be happy to host it again, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Kieran.
No problem.
I'm now with Duncan and Audrey, and we are at the end of a fantastic event. And the sun's come out, which is probably not what we wanted at this particular point in time. But how do you all think it went?
I think it's been a fantastic day. I'm amazed at how much support we've had. It's been brilliant despite the weather. Everybody turned out. I think we've raised quite a lot of money. But it's been wonderful to see so many people here, I think, from the community. And it was good matches. Everyone's been able to play their matches. The Dementia Walking Football went well. And at this time, Winchester took the trophy. But I'm hopeful next year that we'll win it back.
Yeah.
Not an awful lot to add, really, except what a fantastic day. I mean, you know, really, the support is just incredible. Dementia is such a huge problem. It's so prevalent. And it's really nice to be able to run an event like this and have so many people to actually get involved. And try and support and help us fight this horrible disease. But yeah, well done to Winchester. It pains me to say this, Julie. but as Audrey put it, next year we'll get them.
We'll get them.
But what a success. And I mean, hopefully we can do this year after year. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's just been so lovely.
The football club's been great, haven't they?
Oh my goodness.
They've been absolutely fantastic, the football club. They've supported in lots of ways, providing gifts for the raffle, as well as running the barbecue and the bar. They couldn't have been more helpful over the day. And we also must thank Jono, who's organised all the football side.
And the kids stuff this morning.
The kids stuff, the whole day has been organised by him at the pitch side stuff. And we couldn't have done it without him.
No, we couldn't.
So a big thank you to Jono.
Yeah. No, it's a real team effort, it has to be said. And really pleased as it's gone as well as it has. Mm, yeah.
So you can now go and chill out a bit.
I might go and have a beer, actually.
And I'm going to collapse when I get home in a darkened room.
Oh, guys, well done. It's been a fantastic event. Thank you.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Geoff,
Beth, and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.